Proclamation number 6730, dated the January 7th, 1957. Conscious psychological work. I want to find a permanent dwelling within you so that I will be able to associate with you like a father with his children. Only then will the original relationship be restored which you had with me when I created you. But I can only take abode in your heart when you have purged and adorned it for me yourselves. For I can only stay in a place of absolute cleanliness, where no impurities remain. For these prevent my presence as they are part of my adversary, who has to be totally expelled from you to enable my being there. And thus your earthly task only consists of preparing your heart such that it can serve me as an abode. However, fulfilling this task requires your determination and therefore also your desire for me, which thus prompts your will to accomplish this work consciously, to purify your heart from everything that could prevent my presence. Even just the will to be united with me is extremely highly valued by me, and it will also provide you with enough strength to accomplish your intention. You will recognize where you have to intervene, what you have to do in order to shape yourselves such that I can take abode in you. You'll realize that you still have many faults and imperfections. You will recognize all vices and longings as obstacles to my presence and then endeavor to repel what displeases me and change everything which is degrading into virtues. Thus you will carry out conscious psychological work because you are attracted by the goal to be eternally united with me. Thus your love for me must have been kindled in you already, and this love impels you towards me and also gives you the strength to change your nature, which you certainly realize as ungodly and not in accordance with my will. Consequently, everyone who recognizes himself as imperfect can also be certain that I will help him to change. However, people are in a bad way if they fail to discover any imperfections in themselves, if they are convinced of their worth, if they don't find it necessary to improve themselves, and therefore will never be able to receive me into their hearts, because they suffer a rather sizable evil, pride, by which my adversary has firmly anchored himself in their hearts. Anyone who, in profound humility, recognizes himself and his unworthiness will appeal to me for strength and help and for mercy. And I will help him and even draw home to myself with burning love and compassion. But anyone who does not recognize his low, imperfect state, will never call upon me either. He travels his path through life and isn't remains conscious of his worth. But he walks without me, for as soon as he would feel my proximity his arrogance would leave him too. But he is unable to feel me, because I cannot come near him since he so obviously displays my adversary's characteristic. And thereby he pushes me back. He lacks humility, which alone is regarded and showered by me with a wealth of grace. As long as you live on earth, you are all still afflicted by imperfections and faults, which therefore necessitate the conscious work of improving your soul if you want to receive me myself in your heart, if you want to unite yourselves with me and experience the intimate fatherly love yourselves. But the resolve to attain me and to change for my sake is enough for me to provide you with so much strength and grace that you will indeed be able to accomplish this work of transformation, because I myself long for your return to me and will therefore help every human being who of his own accord also aspires to return to me. Amen.